All right, pre-show time here for the third. This is going to be a very busy kind of holiday thing for me here. So, like, for instance, I'm doing Nikki Davis's podcast tonight. Turn this fucker up, man. Hello, 1, 2, 3. And I had this audition that is due, camera audition that's due. So tonight's show, today's show, is going to be an encore show. I'm sorry. However... New Year's Day, I don't fucking know, man. I'm going to have to, I got to play it by ear. It's, you know, it's just, it's a weird time of year. What can I tell you? It's summer and it's also a holiday. And fucking, I got to be honest with you, the 4th of July is not my favorite time of year. The reason is because there's, I don't know, man. It's just not my favorite time of year, you know. I live in a neighborhood where, there's just way too much fucking of the firework bullshit. I don't mind fireworks if they're really like patriotic, but this is just a bunch of motherfuckers trying to take pieces of the street out, you know. Let's see if this M80 will take out a chunk of the street. So fuck, you know, I got to hang out with Thunder, make sure she's okay. You know, if you got an animal, man, you got to figure out make sure that they're okay. So I apologize, but this is a really funny encore. I love this show. This is David G. Hall and Jim Sadler with a variety of grievances. And I think David G. Hall, what was he fucking bitching about? He's bitching about something that was pretty hysterical. Where is this, man? Let me see. Hold on.
Welcome back. Welcome to our...
David, don't be such a crude ass.
Oh, he's in the tub. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Well, what are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about... Listen to you, Phil. Well, what are you talking about? What I'm talking about, Phil, is you made it sound as if I'm sitting out here on someone's driveway taking a bath.
That's... He was in a bathtub at some resort where all the bathtubs were out on this walkway, and people were giving him shit because they thought he was just standing up soaping his balls off as families are going to dinner. So he's pissed off at that. Then Sadler comes on with some fucking beef. I just thought it'd be a very funny show to repeat because it was around this time last year. Was it? I don't know. Maybe that was an encore show. Fuck if I know. I'm losing track. I'm losing track of my life, man. All right. So I did an interesting... I got this audition I got to do. It's big, big fucking long thing. I got to go back upstairs and keep working on it. Now, what is this here? Professional dashboard. Previous 28 days. Engagement. It says that my engagement is up on my... you know why I think it's up on my Facebook page? Because I'm featuring some pictures from my life. I got a picture of me. If you go to my Phil Henry Fans, PHANS, there's a picture of me asleep aboard an airliner on my way back from London when I was at KLSX and we were doing mornings there. We went to London, we went to England 3 times because we had a kind of a trade out with a really cool bunch of people. They were promoters, they were rock tour promoters in London. And we knew these guys, they were great guys. And so they gave us, they sort of, we traded out, you know, airfare and our listeners, and we gave away, you know, discount packages. We gave away a couple of free trips. We went 3 times that year in 87. We went out for the 20th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's in 1987. Then we went for the 20th anniversary of the release of Love Me Do. That was in the fall of 87. Was that 20th? 25th, yeah. Then in the spring, we went for the Prince's Trust. No, not the spring. In the summer of 88, we went to the Prince's Trust show. Yeah. And it was great. And we interviewed a lot of people. I remember interviewing... We interviewed the Bee Gees. We interviewed Phil Collins. We interviewed, Jack Bruce. A bunch of people, but Zach Starkey, Ringo Starr's son. And the most interesting one for me was a guy dressed in all black. And you know his music, Leonard Cohen. You know his music is sort of plodding and dark and poetic and, you know, the future, you know, he did all that kind of dark shit for, Natural Born Killers and all that, you know, and he wears a dark coat and he wears a dark hat and but the guy himself was the most happy-go-lucky, just, hey, how you doing? Yeah, you know, slapping everybody on the back, was happy to do photo ops. We were taking pictures with him. God, I wish to God I still had those pictures. He had the biggest, brightest smile on his face, completely the opposite of his image, you know, which is this kind of, you know, introspective, poetic guy. Loved him. He was a great guy. Anyway, that was we did that show from Albert Hall. It seems to me we did another some remote stuff. We used the while we were there all three times. We worked from Abbey Road Studios. We worked from their they had a broadcast studio at the very top floor of Abbey Road. They had a studio that could be used to you could patch broadcast lines in. They had a mixing board for broadcasting, a audio booth, and a control room, and it was like a radio studio. And that was on the top floor of Abbey Road. And on the, then downstairs, they had all of the studios. I saw the big studio that the Beatles recorded Sgt. Pepper's in. We saw that whole gigantic studio. And then, you know, and different side studios. I even saw, they say, the bathroom up the steps, sort of like the second floor up the stairs from the big studio and some other studios, the bathroom where the Beatles would retire to smoke some weed. That's what they said. Who fucking knows, you know? But they used to say, they would say, oh, yeah, a lot of people blasted up in here, mate. A lot of guys, you know. And then some, you know, ancillary people like Susie and the Banshees were in there. They were all, you know, pissed off about something. They went through the wrong door. The alarm went off. So what happened? Susie and the Banshees went through the wrong fucking door, you know. But I would be, and there's a picture of me that survives. I think it's somewhere on my website, standing at the bar there at the Abbey Road studio, having a pint, wearing, I don't know who dressed me that day. It looked like I was the fucking Good Humor Man. But anyway, it was a blast. It was really a blast. It was great. And three times we got to go that year. So I got to, you know what, I got to thank Tom Yates for that. Everybody, Bob Moore, everybody that I worked for at Greater Media. I was a disc jockey. I wasn't very good. I don't think I was. I think... Yeah, I was lucky to have that gig. I don't think I've ever worked at a radio station before or since that afforded me the opportunity to travel so much. We went to Detroit for the Lakers and the Pistons, and I did a bunch of shows from there. It was a fun time, you know.
It was a ruddy fun time, you know. It really was. All right, then. I think that's all we've got here. We're going to start now. We're going to start now with the... bloody damn show, if you don't mind, all right?
Why am I hearing like a jetliner outside or something, man? There's something really spooky sounding out there.
Sounds like a ruddy jetliner out there to me. That's what it sounds like to me, anyway.
Where's our audio track? Hello, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. There we are. Okay.